I'm thinking of how they sit together now. Mom, Dad, and Harley, on cold nights, watching the snow, talking about the old days, wondering when I might come home for a visit. Mom has made Harley his own coat by now, with a tie. Dad has stoked the fire to blaze hot for a few hours of tenderness. Mom is cozy and warm under a blanket, with Harley on her knees. Dad is looking up, as always, at the flat-screen TV. The TV is playing old show tunes. The TV is playing black-and-white operas and symphonies. My dad is remembering the old days. I smell the kitchen. I hear the rattle of the steam valve on the lid of the pressure cooker. Another stew is on the way. I feel the cool night air rush into the space left by the heat. The heat has gone running out into the night with Harley. Dad will wait by the door for him to return. Dad will be irked by Harley's long night runs. He always goes too far to hear a whistle. They are looking into obedience training. That is something they should also have done with me before I ran wild with enthusiasm for daydreams. Harley barks. They aren't used to that. They have always been able to teach their pets out of such behaviors. My dad hates a barking dog. I think it makes him want to pick up his rifle. Harley should be careful. They seem quiet and patient, but they both have their thermostat. Any thermostat can be turned too high under the right conditions. I know they love him. I know they will keep him as long as he lives. But I also know they will get tired of being disobeyed. Harley will be surprised to learn he doesn't get treated like a prince unless he behaves like one. Harley will sleep soon, and my mom will sneak him a treat. One early morning, Harley will go out. He will be gone for hours. My parents will hear of a cougar and three other missing pets. They will not find his collar. They will give up their search. 2 weeks later, he will still not have come home.